Ford's Theater, a lovely brick building here in Washington, D.C., is the place where President Abraham Lincoln was shot. Ford's Theater is also a place that brings his words to life. Each year, Ford's Theater in D.C. holds the Lincoln Oratory Festival, where kids recite Lincoln speeches.
Good morning. We're representing Salem Public Charter School, and the speech that we're going to be doing today is a House Divided speech, and it was taking place on June 16th, 1858 in Springfield, Illinois.
June 16th. Today is the anniversary of the House Divided speech. The students performed that Lincoln speech at the festival early this year before the pandemic spread. In 1858, Lincoln was a candidate for Senate in Illinois, and the nation was divided over the issue of slavery. Supporters were trying to expand areas where slavery would be allowed. Lincoln was slowly being radicalized against it.
Mr. President, gentlemen of the convention,
if we could just know where we are and whither we appear to be tending, we could all better judge of what to do and how to do it.
At Ford's Theater, students recited a Bible verse that Lincoln chose as the focus of his speech. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
The students repeated his words. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free. He didn't think the country would fall, but that it would become all one thing or all the other.
We shall not fail if we stand firm. We shall not fail.
Wise counsels may settle it a mistake that is, but sooner or later,
victory is sure to come!
Sooner or later, victory is sure to come. Those are students from Washington, D.C.'s Sella Public Charter School reciting House Divided from Abraham Lincoln.
Love the unanimous last line there. Now, 2 years after that speech, in 1858, Abraham Lincoln was elected president, an event that helped to bring on the Civil War because of his and his party's opposition to slavery. In his inaugural speech in 1861, Lincoln appealed to the mystic chords of memory, shared American experiences that he said should bring the country together.